Siamese twins, brothers joined at the head, two bodies sharing one mind, yet through childhood and into adulthood, the brothers of mutual bondage made it work, even flourishing as pipe fitters. With one mind in focus and four hands of fury, the brothers laid more pipe than anyone. Eventually, within the proud and tight-knit community of pipe fitters, being regaled as the Siamese Tsunami. Life was good for the dynamic duo of dualism.
Until...
What the fuck?
One day, while repairing a leak on a natural gas pipeline on the Tennessee and Kentucky border, a pipe fitter, jealous of the duo's fame and notoriety, sabotaged their acetylene tank. An explosion of such cataclysmic force occurred, sending one brother clear to Arkansas and landing the other in Ohio, forever severing the pair. Lonely, lost, and seething with anger, the two attempted to terrorize the world by publishing bizarre manifestos on the internets, but were unsuccessful. Both despondent, half-brained, and contemplating suicide, the evil hand of fate stepped in, reintroduced the prodigal pair to each other, and all hell broke loose as they combined their websites into one, started a radio show, and terrorized the world with common sense. IWS Productions and director Russ Meyer present Jay and Mattman, starring in Two Men with Half a Brain. It's a comedy of horrors which will make you laugh until you die.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to Tom with Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Spooktacular Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, as always, a few hundred miles away, the always irrepressible man.
Hola, bitches. That was pretty good. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. The leaves are turning a spooky color. It's a nice night. There'll be little hobgoblins bouncing about, and I'll be outside on the front porch with suckers.
Well, it's very pleasant here today. Got up to around 60. Sun was shining. Not so bad.
That's very good. It was only a mere 52 today. A little chilly, but the sun was in and out, so it was okay.
Yeah. Did everything go well at the beer mine today?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. You could tell it was Halloween. As soon as I opened up at 11 o'clock, I threw open the front door, and here's this person. I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. And the first thing out of its mouth was, "You got a public bathroom I can use?" To which I said, "No, I don't." To which this person responded, "Could I have a 2 liter of dew?" So
that's not going to solve that needing the bathroom problem.
And now, 11:01, it was already Day of the Walking Dead, night of the Day of the Walking Dead. And I'll
must
tell
have
you
been
what,
a
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it must have been a female, because if it was a male, he'd have just gone ahead and pissed on your front door there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what was going on with that. But I'll tell you what, I did kind of dress up. As I didn't work at night, which, you know, it's not as much fun during the day, but I threw on this Mexican-looking sweater vest and a sombrero somebody gave me that he got from Chi-Chi's, and I put a Black and Mild in my mouth. And the funny thing is, one of our, shall we say, less bright customers came through and said to me, "Hey, you wearing that hat for Halloween?" Which I said, "Well, no, that's my everyday hat."
On Monday, I'll be dressed up.
Well, he didn't get it, and he drove along.
Well, see, if it had been me who drove through, I would have looked at you and said, "Hey, you were great in the Magnificent Seven."
Exactly. You know what was great today, though? Every time someone pulled in, I got to be J-Man because I would go, "Hola!" And let me tell you something. I'm pretty comfortable in your skin.
Are you now?
Yes, I am.
That's kind of hot. I noticed that as soon as you said hello to the guest in the chat room, they left.
Exactly. Well, you know,
but,
that's tradition.
But, yeah, but that's okay because our good friend Nightalicious is in there. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, real quick, give a shout-out, speaking of night, shout-out to everybody in the Northeast tonight with your little snowstorm, your little October snow. The winds of November come early, according to Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes, they do.
So, a little snow up there. I saw they said in the news that there's some areas were getting their first October snow since before the Civil War, so it's not uncommon, apparently.
Right.
They're used to it. Anyway, have fun with that, guys.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what's neat. Now that you said it's the first October snow since the Civil War, it's the first October snow that black people in New York get to experience as a free person.
Exactly.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind of an occasion to mark, to remember.
Uh-huh.
I also wanted to give a shout-out to The Vanderbilt's place kicker for missing a 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds left, allowing Arkansas to win.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor kid. He's not going to get laid for weeks now, even by Vandy standards, you know? I mean, Ohio State, they'd kick him out of school. But
and if he missed a 27-yard field goal, chances are he's one of the few at Vandy that are going to flunk physics.
Probably so. Just couldn't quite figure out how to curl it to the left a little bit.
He left out the Coriolis effect.
I guess so. And, oh yeah, shout out to Reddit for banning me.
Well, all good things must come to an end, Jay. The I'm with Stupid website, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com, has been going gangbusters thanks to a search engine called Reddit, where you can post things and people read it. But Jay and I have both been banned.
turns out, if you join Reddit and the only thing you do is post links to your own site, they take a dim view of that.
Yeah, well, they do.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, I know. They don't catch on for a couple of weeks, but boy, when they do.
They drop the hammer.
Yeah, boy, they do. They're on your face like a squirrel monkey.
Uh-huh.
Or is that spider monkey? I don't know. All the small ones look and sound the same to me.
Somebody, Oh, good grief.
Are you okay?
Just a second here. I've got to respond to this. Somebody's text messaging me like I have nothing else to do. Okay, well, that's not going to work. So, anyway, as we move along, yes, we both got banned at Reddit, so I don't know. But boy, it sure is a page view machine. I mean, we got hits and hits and hits.
We had nearly 700 yesterday.
I know. And just all these hits. Well, that's the weird thing about it. I mean, obviously it's popular, so why are they banning it? People appear to enjoy us.
Well, maybe just like BTR, they do not want non-paying people to be enjoyed. Because, you know, you can get Reddit Plus.
That's true.
Yes.
It could be one of those greedy BTR situations.
Once again, it's just another example of the 1%ers keeping us 99%ers down.
Exactly. We're going to have to occupy Reddit.
Yeah, we will occupy Reddit.
Yeah, speaking of which, shout out to the Oakland PD. He did a great job of turning the dirty hippies into pretty sympathetic figures when you tried to kill that former Marine. Well done. It's always Oakland. It's always Oakland that screws it up for the establishment, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm sure Fox News is apoplectic over this.
Unfortunately, they don't know what to do, because if he was black, they would just say he deserved it and go on.
But now they got this Marine in the liberal Bay Area getting beaten up by police over Occupy Wall Street. And I bet Rupert Murdoch will be dead by the end of the weekend. He's going to stroke out.
So that's your news update. And hey, have you got any shout-outs or anything like that before we...
Well, I do have one shout-out. The Schmoopster.
Okay.
The Schmoopster, she woke up with a bruise on her eyelid, oddly enough.
That's odd.
Well, it had nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
And she was trying to retrace her steps mentally, and she couldn't remember bumping into anything. However, she was going to the grocery store today, so she thought she'd play it up. So she just put black and purple eyeshadow all around that eye and was waiting for someone to say, "What are you dressed as?" And she was just going to say, "A domestic abuse victim."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, she didn't run into anybody she knew, and they'd look at her and go, "I'm going to kick Matt's ass." That bastard. Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, we do. Well, let's get to it. Here we go. 847, happy Halloween, and you're with Stupid.
Happy Halloween.
It's Dana.
Why did you say it like that, Jay?
I don't know.
I kind of got,
was that
the
bad?
Mic treatment. Yeah, I got the mic treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, well, okay. Try it again, Jay. Hey, Dana, here we go. Dana, you say, "Hi, it's Dana." And then, Jay, you can try it again.
Hi, it's Dana.
It's Dana.
There you go.
Much better.
Yeah. And I just got another text message from someone telling me that they were just texting me to cause distraction and spread the love tonight. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I get a text message shout out tonight from someone out there in the cyber world.
And in the meantime, you're talking about getting text messages about Knight and how hot she is. And we have Dana on the line who's just getting completely ignored.
Well, it's
okay.
I'm used to it.
I can't control that. And it's nothing personal. I can only do so many things at one time. And they ought to be simple things.
I hear you on that. So, Dana, what's up tonight?
I'm actually on my way to see Mommy Wants Vodka, but didn't want to miss the show, so I thought I'd call in.
Well, that's nice.
Well, give Mommy Wants Vodka our love when you get there.
Oh, I will.
That sounded serious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am bringing pizza and beer. I think there's going to be a couple chicks dressing as lesbians tonight in the land of
Let me
lesbians.
Guess. You guys are going as the Indigo Girls.
Yeah. No, so go along with your show. I'll just sit here and listen.
Oh, okay.
What? All right. Knight in the chat room says howdy to Dana.
Oh, hi, Knight.
Hey, you said you were just going to listen.
Sorry.
So, Jay, any and or Dana, any big plans for the Halloween night tonight?
My plans are as they always are. I will put up the blackout curtains and pretend that it doesn't exist. I had a great idea of I was thinking about handing out little McRibs to the kids. I could go to McDonald's and get a few McRib sandwiches, cut them all into little pieces, and put the toothpick in them to hold them together, and just toss those down into the sack. The barbecue sauce will get all over everything. It'd be great.
Guess it would.
You all right there, Matt? So anyway.
I lied again. I have to tell you this. Trick-or-treating here is actually on Halloween. It'll be on the 31st. But they do it from, the only time you can trick-or-treat is from 3 to 6. So I'll be at work, so I don't have to worry about it.
3 to 6?
Yeah, 3 in the afternoon to 6 p.m.
Well,
that's fascism.
It's to protect the little kids.
Oh, God.
That's just terrible.
That's ridiculous. Hey, and we got more people in the chat room. We got guests, and Kimmy Gens is in there. Hola,
there
Kimmy.
And the guest left, as usual.
Right? God, man. Starting to take that personally.
Yeah.
So anyway, when I run out of little McRib sandwiches for the little beggars, I thought I'd just like maybe throw some little Vienna sausages in there, and I'll roll those around in the McRib barbecue sauce and put a toothpick in them, to class them up.
Wouldn't want them to choke.
So, anyway, but more than likely, I'm just going to black out the windows, the curtains.
Well, and that reminds me of another guy that came to the beer mine today, Jay. You reminded me of him because he came through and he said, "What time does trick or treat start tonight?" Because we have it here in Bagwine. And I said, "I think, as usual, it's 6 to 8." He said, "Well, thank you, because now I know what time to turn out my porch light."
Excellent. That's my kind of guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are trick or treating tonight?
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Huh. Oh. Instead of on Halloween, is it too complicated for them to do it on Halloween?
Well, no. It's just they actually like the kids to be able to go out. I think you have it, down in Christian country. Maybe you have yours on Monday because kids have school the next day. There won't be so many non-Christian beggars out there on the streets.
The kids here will be out in force on Monday. But I didn't really think that towns would move it to Saturday. I mean, I guess I could see, it being in the way of, Monday Night Football or something. But poor kids out there in Bagwine, their parents are like, sorry, can't take you out. Watching Ohio State game.
It doesn't start until after Beggars Night's open, or starts. Here's the thing: you got Monday Night Football here in Bagwine. Oh my God! Poor little kid walks up to the door. The dude's watching Monday Night Football. All the kid's going to get. He's not going to get a Snickers. He's going to get a Budweiser can upside his head. so it's actually pretty practical.
Well, that's not a bad idea either. You could just hand out the little 6-ounce bottles of Budweiser to the kids. I mean, let's not pretend they're not getting that at home anyway. So,
the big thing is with Halloween now, don't you?
What's that?
There's this thing they're doing in Halloween now. It's the big. It's called the Switch Witch. And the kids leave their Halloween candy by their bed at night. And then when they wake up in the morning, there's a toy there instead of the candy.
Oh, please.
Seriously, it's the big deal now. Because the kids are so bad. We have all this childhood obesity. So they can eat what they want on Halloween night, but then they leave it by their bed. And in the morning, there's a nice toy for them. And they're calling it the Switch Witch.
Those poor kids. That's terrible. That's just as bad as, going to those homes, the people who hand out dried fruit, stuff like that. Which, by the way, that's what the Obamas are handing out. Way to just live up or down to the stereotype, Obama family. Wait, you elitists. Oh, sirens. Are they chasing you, Dana?
No.
That was here in Bagwine. Evidently, one of the police officers found a ne'er-do-well having a little too much Halloween spirit.
Either that or he was late for dinner. But anyway, I hate Halloween.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like the costumes, really. I don't like people being who they're not.
I don't like them
dressing up. I hated it when I was a kid and when I was, in school. Okay, well, I never really got invited to Halloween parties, but, people would come to work or to school with their Halloween costume, and I never knew who they were. It always pissed me off.
Now,
the only thing good about it is the candy itself.
See, I like Halloween because I like pretending to be someone else because I really am. I don't like being who I am.
Well, that's what the internet's for. That's what the internet is for. Hey, we have another caller.
Oh, holy cow. Let's get right to it.
Hey, it's Knight.
Oh,
happy Halloween
Knight.
And 917.
It's Knight.
Oh, it's Lil. Hey, you guys were talking about giving out crappy candy, and I had to tell you what I have to do. I had to order 800 apples for my boss to give out on Halloween.
800?
800 apples. Crappy little apples. And he wanted me to be there to see the spectacle. But I'm afraid that the kids are going to throw them back because it's Brooklyn.
No kidding.
Well, I was going to say, you know, some people say, I don't have that many friends, but, you know, your boss, I can't imagine hating 800 people.
He swears they get like 1,000 trick-or-treaters, but I don't know about that. How is that even possible?
Good Lord. That's just crazy, that many.
Well, they're probably busing them in from Detroit. So,
to the rich neighborhoods of Brooklyn.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're busing all the kids of the illegals over. You know.
they're all riding in on the Greyhound of the Baskervilles.
I think the only thing that makes it appropriate is I talked him into being a zombie Steve Jobs. Just to offend anyone.
Yeah, well, if you can't offend people, then why bother even trying on Halloween, right?
Right. That's
like,
why I'm going Satan.
See, if I were a girl, I would go as Casey Anthony, and I'd carry a doll around that had been buried for about 3 days.
Crap, if I had thought of that 3 days ago.
Maybe some marks on the neck where it looked like it had been strangled, you know. It would be authentic.
I can guarantee there are plenty of people around here doing that.
Yeah, but they do that every day there, don't they?
Yeah, it's not so much a costume.
Yeah, it's really just playing out their fantasy on Halloween.
You know, I tell you what, in a perfect world, on Halloween, every door you knocked on, they would give you little Debbie cakes.
Really?
Yes.
Those are your favorite, huh?
Oh, yeah, the zebra cakes, nutty bars.
Oh, I like the nutty buddies. Yeah.
Oh, no, those are pretty good, yeah.
See?
And the oatmeal cream pies are pretty good, too.
Exactly.
This is kind of sexy talk right here.
Well, see, Jay, I struck a chord, Jay. A chord.
Yeah, because I usually would just go with the basics, like the Hershey's miniatures, you know?
Those are always good, too.
Which they need to get rid of the crackle and add more of the special dark chocolate, because, you know.
I love chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Have you had the dark chocolate Kit Kats? Oh,
no.
Ooh, those are good. Oh, hell yeah.
Dark chocolate Reese's are good, too.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And as we're pausing there, even though this is the Halloween show, this goes back to next week's show, which we're going to call the Asexual Show.
Asexual show where you get off the candy?
Well, we get off on candy and food rather than boobs and vagina anymore. It's a sad state of affairs, but it's part of the circle of life.
Yeah. I got on Tumblr and I immediately started following all the food blogs rather than the porn blogs. The pizza blog and the cheeseburger blogs.
And we have 60 seconds left in the live stream, so if you want to call in and listen to the last 15 minutes of the show, do so now at 661-244-9852.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, what's Halloween without a creepy story? And I got one from my kid this morning. I called him, and today he has to go take his physical to play basketball in high school. And I said, oh, really, who's your doctor now? Because I know you don't go to Dr. So-and-so, because that was his pediatrician. And Rhino said, oh, it's not a doctor, Dad. One of our teammates' dads is going to do our physicals in the locker room. So that was a little creepy.
I hope his name isn't Herbert. The perfect. Hey, little boys. Everybody strip down to your boxers.
I bet he was going to bring him all a candy bar today, too.
Oh, it's just some guy off the street's going to come in and do the physical for us.
Well, no, it's better than that. At least we know him. We know him.
Yeah.
No stranger or danger, because everybody knows him.
Yeah. Yeah, or it could be worse. It could be, I don't know, they found some guy on Craigslist. That'd be a hilarious ad. Yeah, I'm willing to do physicals for high school boys' basketball teams.
In the locker room. Don't forget that part.
In the locker room. That's right.
Wow, it's got that musty smell.
Everybody can hop in the showers together.
That's right.
Just don't share soap.
No. No sharing of soap.
No. What's Rhina going to be?
What's that?
What's Rhina going to dress up as?
He's not dressing up. He's, in fact, Rhino is handing out candy at his uncle's house. Well, he says it's his uncle. I don't know. And then,
that guy in the locker room.
Again, just some guy says, just call me Uncle Bob.
Well, he's got another funny story too. The basketball team, they all have to have the same shoes, and they're like $180 a piece. And when he told me that, I said, Jesus, criminy. And Ryan said, well, that's okay. There's an uncle of one of our teammates. His name's Vinny. He can get us a deal. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm sure he can.
Yeah, so, you know, just have the. And then next thing you know, Uncle Vinny is saying, hey, Ryan, you know, help me out here. When you have an 8-point lead, bang a couple of those 3-pointers off the back of the rim and miss them, would you?
Act like your sugar's low and you just can't get it all the way up there.
Yeah, you go to the free throw line, look over, and Uncle Vinny's shaking his head slow. No, don't make this one.
Yeah.
So, Knight, you said you're going as Satan?
Oh, yeah. Again, it's
sexy
mostly I'm having my friends write scripture all over me, like apocalypse and whatnot.
I was going to say, which verses are you going to have written upon you? Because
refers to me.
You know, someday if you're into biblical characters. I'd like to be Lot, and you could go as one of my daughters.
That doesn't have to be for Halloween, right?
Well, no, it could be any day.
Oh, just check Wikipedia and just see what's being celebrated this weekend.
Yep. That's the perfect way to celebrate Jesus Ween.
Theme parties. Matt's into theme parties.
Exactly.
Some people call it role-playing, but, you know, that has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah, well, and it's so pedestrian.
All right, well, let's see. Tantra Flower just tweeted. Said she caught the last 8 minutes of the show, of the live stream.
That's pretty. Oh,
and she wants Matt to need to blog the rest of his story or something, because the live stream went dead halfway through your your story. Well, that's great timing right there. We are professionals, aren't we?
Well, see, now they have to listen to the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Go back and listen in archives.
Yep.
So, you know, you can fast forward the show during archives. Just click on the little bar down there and move it forward to your favorite part.
I just fast forward to when I'm talking.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. I was going to say, when Matt starts talking, I fast forward about a minute. And
what are you saying?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. I can feel a rift developing.
Yeah, so we still have to do that sometime. We have to do the big fake drama. Drama always gets ratings.
Yeah, we could. But, of course, everyone will know it's fake since you mentioned it now.
Well,
it
you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
It would have been a funny show.
You'd be surprised at how quickly people forget these things, other than Dana. Dana remembers everything. I'm not saying it's annoying or anything. I'm just saying she does.
I do. I say we create real drama and do that instead. Because I'm good at that, too.
Well, you know, you do have a special talent when it comes to creating drama. I noticed you created some on Tumblr today.
I did. Actually, I created it last night.
Well.
What did you do?
I posted a video that some people found offensive.
Of?
Do I have to admit?
Well, sure.
Well, I had been... I'd been drinking a little. And so I gave a beer bottle a blowjob, and I posted it to Tumblr.
Well, who would have a problem with that?
I
know you're going to find this hard to believe. It was women.
Well.
Several of them.
Was it
husbands
an
also
imported
follow me
beer?
On Tumblr, so. no, it was a microbrewery, though. No, actually, it was Bell's Creamy Stout.
Creamy.
Of course
it was. It was. So, yeah. I was just being goofy and drunk and stupid, and apparently I was called a sloppy drunk.
Well,
yeah. Thank God I've never been called that.
Yeah. I even swallowed afterwards. I didn't think it was very sloppy.
So what's your costume going to be,
Dana? Did you take that down? Pardon me?
What'd you ask tonight?
Did you take it down? Did you take it down, or should I go looking for this? Oh, no, it's still there. Wait.
Oh, yeah, Knight, it's there.
Hey, Knight, why don't you go look for it now?
I
and
am.
And tell us live what you're feeling as you look at it.
Do a little slurp by slurp play.
Actually, I have a theory on that, and I think the issue is that the person who made the big stink about it, her husband also follows me on Tumblr, and I think maybe he watched it too many times and she just got pissed off.
Oh.
So it was just one person that... it was several, but one that just was kind of funny. One that called me out publicly.
Ooh, all right.
Well, not really publicly, Jay. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Somebody I obviously don't follow because I never get to see these things. But.
Well,
of night watching.
You don't have a gag reflex?
No.
That wasn't bad at all.
I didn't think it was that bad.
And it looks as if you actually care for that beer bottle.
I was giving it some loving.
There's eye contact and everything.
I saw the video last night when you posted it, and I thought it was okay. Had you been eating a cheeseburger, it would have really been sexy. But maybe a hot dog.
Corn on the cob. Something.
I thought it was. In all honesty, though, I mean, it's fairly tame compared to some of the stuff people post on Tumblr. I mean,
well,
my God.
This was what I thought. I mean, I was fully, I was clothed. It was a beer bottle, for God's sakes. It wasn't a dildo. Hello?
Which is what I was going to say. I mean, so many people post their tools of the trade on Tumblr.
Yeah.
And hell, even some of them post a picture of themselves actually doing that to their boyfriend / husband.
Correct. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it deserved sloppy drunk status.
Yeah, it's a good thing it was a beer bottle rather than a dildo, because we hate sex with inanimate objects. So, yeah, on that point, it was good. Because, as we all know, yeast is alive. It's a living thing.
Okay.
I think you should put it out as a training video.
Oh, no, please. It's not that good.
Well, have your son have all his friends check it out and see what they think.
You could be the Stacy Shuler. Dana, you could be the Stacy Shuler of Illinois.
Woo! Yeah, my son will be permanently damaged if he ever finds my Tumblr, but that's okay.
What do you mean, if he ever finds him? What makes you think he hasn't already? Or is he the type who couldn't...
computer anymore.
Oh, I was going to say, is he the type who couldn't keep it quiet if he did?
Oh, he'd let me know if he did.
Oh.
I would be disgusting, and he'd tell me.
Oh. Well, I'm just sad that we didn't have the internet when I was in high school, because I have a couple of teachers and a few people I went to high school with that I'm pretty sure would have been putting some great stuff out there. And I would have not said anything to anybody, because I'm discreet like that.
You are discreet.
You would want them to post more.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like people who post links to live streaming of NFL games on Twitter. It's like, you know, well, that stream's going to get shut down in a couple of minutes by the NFL, you dumbass.
And we have less than 1 minute left in the show. So
another fast 45 minutes.
Yes, it was, as always.
And as a bonus this week, it was a sexy 45 minutes.
It was a sexy 45 minutes.
Only because Knight and I were here.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Because if it was just Matt and me, it would have been another asexual 45 minutes.
Yes, it would have. I would have said something like, "Hey, Jay, did you see that new mushroom burger that Hardee's has?
Have you tried the Wendy's thick and juicy, extra tasty burger yet?"
Not yet, but when you say that, I think it moved.
3 seconds. Thanks, Knight, Dana, Matt, everybody.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.